I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Tonight's scary story is when camping goes horribly wrong. Be careful and be safe out there. Now enjoy tonight's story. Mike, let's go camping in the woods. We just turned 18, and I may have gotten my hands on some beer, James said with a big grin on his face. Fine, but let's invite some others too, I said, slightly smiling. All right, James replied with a look of excitement on his face. By the next day, we had invited one of our friends over and told him the plan. I don't know, dude. My mom would kill me if she caught me drinking, Alex said as he bit his fingernails. James rolled his eyes. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't plan on getting caught. Okay, he said, clearly hesitant. Then he puts his hand on his chin, thinking. But only if I could invite someone, he said with a slight smile on his face. The more the merrier, I said, flashing Alex a quick smile. Alex stepped out of the room and called someone. After about 10 minutes, he stepped back into the room. She'll be here in 10, Alex said with a huge smile on his face. She? Alex, you sly dog, James said, grinning to Alex. Alex raised his voice. No, it's not like that, he said, visibly flustered. Leave the poor guy alone, I said, chuckling. Fine, but you know, Alex, if you ever need to talk about it, James said jokingly. Alex rolled his eyes and said, whatever, man. We waited about 10 minutes, and then we heard the knock at the door. Hey, Alex, it's me, Sarah. Alex walked up to the door and opened it. Hi, Sarah. These are my friends, James and Mike. Sarah awkwardly looked over me and James. Hi, it's nice to meet you guys. My name is Sarah, she said with a smile. I said, hi, it's nice to meet you too, I'm Mike. However, James didn't reply. He was standing there, obviously checking her out. I kind of nudged on James on his shoulder and whispered, could you be any more obvious? James quickly said, oh, nice to meet you, my name's James. Sorry, I was a little bit distracted, he said, looking her up and down again. Sarah rolled her eyes and responded. Yeah, I could see that, she said, clearly annoyed. So, are you up for the camping trip? Alex said. Of course. It's just going to be the four of us? Sarah asked, raising her eyebrow. Yeah, unless you have anyone else in mind. Nah, all my friends are busy, Sarah responded. All right. Everyone go home and pack some stuff. Meet back here at 7, James said, looking even more excited than before. Sounds good, I said, smiling at James. James looked over at the other two. That good for you two? James asked. Yep, they both said in unison. I walked home and started packing. I grabbed 4 bottles of water, a tent, my sleeping bag, and my phone. Then I put all the small items into a backpack. But on my way out, I thought of something. What if a bear or another animal attacks us? I said, slightly nervous. I walked back up the stairs to my room, opened my door, and started searching my room. I found it in my drawer and decided it would be useful in case of an animal attack. It was a silver hunting knife. I thought to myself, this should at least keep us somewhat safe of animal attacks. I thought, slightly less nervous now, as I put the hunting knife into my backpack. I started walking over to Alex's house. It took about 15 minutes to get there. By then, it was already 6:50 p.m., and I knocked on the door. "Hey, Alex, it's me. I arrived a bit early," I said. Alex responded, "Just a minute." After about a minute or so, the door opened, and I saw Alex, James, and Sarah waiting for me. "Wow, you all got here early." "Of course, man, I'm pumped. Should we go ahead and get headed towards the woods?" I asked. James looked at me and said, "Sure, sounds good to me." He looked towards the other two and asked, "Does that sound fine to you guys?" They both nodded their heads in agreement. We were almost out the door when we heard, "Hey, wait!" We all turned around to look. It was Alex's little sister. Alex walked back into the room and asked, "What do you want?" Seemingly annoyed. "I want to go with you," she said with a look of excitement in her eyes. Alex looked at her and quickly said, "No," seemingly even more annoyed now. Then she said, "If you don't let me, I will tell Mom that you guys are going out to drink in the woods," she said with a grin. She added, "I heard your conversation with them. You guys are going out to drink, so either take me or I'll tell Mom." Alex replied, "Fine," with a frown. Alex looked over at us three. Then he said, "This is my little sister Jessica. I guess she'll be coming with us." I looked over at Jessica and said, "Nice to meet you."
"Nice to meet you too," she replied.
Luckily, we wouldn't have to wait long for her to pack. She already packed after hearing our conversation. Soon after, we all started walking off towards the nearby woods, talking about anything that just came to mind. "Finally, we reached the outskirts of the woods," James said, grinning while holding the six-pack of beer. We kept walking, trying to find a good place to set up camp. We had been walking for about another 20 minutes when we found a good spot. "This place looks good to you guys?" James said.
"Yeah, it looks good to me," I said while looking to the other three. Sarah was the next to speak.
"Yeah, it looks fine."
"So we all agree that this is the place we're going to set up camp at?"
Looking at all of us, we all nodded our heads in agreement. After a long hour of getting all of our camping stuff set up in the fire, we were exhausted and we went to go sit by the campfire.
"So, anyone bring some marshmallows?" Jessica asked with a look of excitement on her face.
Alex responded, "Well, wouldn't really be camping without s'mores," as he grabbed the bag of stuff to make s'mores from his bag.
"All right, everyone go find sticks," I said.
We all grabbed sticks and got ready to eat some s'mores. We all sat there for probably about another hour, eating s'mores, drinking beer, and telling some ghost stories.
"Well, I'm going to go ahead and go to sleep. See you guys tomorrow," I said while yawning.
"All right," James replied.
I headed towards my tent, laid my bag outside of the tent, got into my sleeping bag, and set up to lay down. I quickly drifted off into sleep. I woke up. It was still dark. My mouth was really dry, so I wanted to get my backpack. I unzipped it and stepped out of my tent and grabbed my backpack. I opened it up and grabbed the water bottle, looking around and seeing that everyone else was already fast asleep. That was except for James. I didn't see him anywhere.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That was until I heard a scream. It was in James' voice. I quickly ran to the sound. It took me 3 minutes to get to the location of the sound. That's when I saw James up against a tree dead. Throat ripped out, blood everywhere, eyes cut out. I looked at him and let out the loudest scream I possibly could. I ran as fast as I could to get back to camp. I woke everyone up and told them what I had seen. They didn't believe me, and I led them back to where James's corpse was. Except when we got there, he was in a completely different position than when I first saw him. As the others caught up to me and saw the corpse, Sarah let out a loud scream, Alex stood there stunned, and Jessica started crying. I looked over to the others and said, "Listen, we need to get out of these woods. This isn't an animal attack. What animal takes someone's eyes out?" Alex, still clearly stunned, just shook his head. Sarah just had the most horrible look of fear I had ever seen on her face. And Jessica was still crying. We were about 7 miles away from the outskirts of the woods. Then I said, "Look, we have to get out of these woods. We need to go call the police and show them where his corpse is." Alex finally said something. "Okay," he said, still somewhat stunned. Sarah shook her head in agreement. Jessica had finally stopped crying, but she said something that made my blood run cold. "If it wasn't an animal, then what is it?" she said with a look of fear in her eyes. I tried to say something, but no words came out. Alex said, "I don't know. A person, I would say." Sarah then said, "What if it's not human? Have you guys heard the stories about these woods?" she said, looking fearful. "What stories?" I replied, looking scared. "Well, a lot of people have claimed to see inhuman things in these woods, mostly like skinwalkers, yeah." Alex quickly said, "No, those aren't real," he said, still seeming fearful of what she had said. Jessica just stood there in silence. "Well, whatever it is, we need to get the hell out of these woods, now," I said, raising my voice. They all shook their heads in agreement. I did think of something, though. I told them about the knife that I'd packed. Alex said, "Thank God for being such a worrywart." We slowly started making our way back to camp when we heard a loud thud like branches being stepped on. "Fuck everyone, run!" I screamed as loud as I could. Everyone started running. I was in front, Alex not far behind me, and Jessica barely behind Alex, but Sarah was pretty far behind us. We got back to the campsite really quickly. I grabbed my bag and I grabbed my silver knife. "Thank God," I whispered to myself. I turned around and asked if everyone was okay. Alex said, "Yeah, but we need to get out of here fast." Jessica said, "Yeah, I'm fine," almost starting to cry again. And that's when I realized something. Where was Sarah? I asked the other two, "Where is Sarah?" I asked, frantically hoping they knew. Alex replied, "I don't know," he said, screaming and on the verge of tears. "Damn it. Damn it, I was cut off by another thud. I turned around with my knife in hand, and then I saw her. It was Sarah, practically limping towards us. "There she is," I said, relieved. But that's when I noticed something. It's not that she was limping. She was just walking very strangely. Alex stood there amazed that she was alive. Jessica ran over to her and hugged her. "Jessica, wait, that's not her!" I was cut off by the sound of Jessica falling to the ground. That thing had killed her. "Alex, run!" I said as I started running towards the outskirts. Alex started running too. He was crying, clearly scared and in a state of shock after watching his sister die. "Alex, don't slow down and don't look back," I said in a commanding voice. After a while, I got the courage to look back. There was nothing behind us as of now, just me and Alex. "I think it's gone, at least for now," I said, slightly relieved. Me and Alex had to stop for a break. We had been running for about 10 minutes. Alex, we have 5 minutes to catch our breath. I said, looking over him, I added. And then we have to run again. Alex fell to his knees crying. I don't blame him after watching his sister die. I just sat down and stood there in silence. I knew trying to cheer him up wouldn't work right now, so I didn't even try. After 5 minutes, we started running again. We were only about 4 miles away from the outskirts of the woods. We ran and ran. We didn't hear that thing behind us, but we weren't taking any chances. After about 10 minutes, we were around 2 miles from the outskirts. I looked over at Alex and said, "We're almost out of this hell!" He was still crying. He hadn't responded to what I had said, but I didn't figure he would anyways. But that's when I heard the thudding again. "Shit, Alex, don't look back! Run as fast as possible!" I didn't even need to look back to know it was the creature that killed the three of our friends. We kept running as fast as our bodies would let us. We could see the tree line of the woods at this point, but we could still hear the thudding too. It was getting closer. The thing was getting closer. At this point, it started mimicking voices. It mimicked Jessica's voice.
"Help, Alex! It didn't get me!"
it said, mimicking Jessica's voice. Alex didn't respond, but he was clearly getting very angry. We were almost out when I heard a really loud thud. It was Alex. He had tripped over a rock. I was running to him when I saw that thing run its hand through his shoulder. I ran as fast as I could towards Alex and the thing, but when I finally reached them, the creature had already put his arm on his shoulder, and he was screaming out in pain. I grabbed the thing, held my silver knife, and plunged it in its heart, where it should be at least. It shrieked and was 100% the worst thing I had ever heard in my life. Then it had fell to the ground. I suppose I'd killed the thing that had killed my friends. I checked Alex's pulse. It was weak, but it was still there. I put pressure on his wounds as I was dragging him out of the godforsaken woods. I grabbed my phone out of my backpack and called 911 and told them that my friend was wounded. Obviously, I couldn't tell them the creature had attacked me and my friends. I got there and rushed him to the hospital. Luckily, he survived the whole thing. I visited him nearly every day for 3 months until his wounds got healed. It's been a year since then. We have had to take a lot of therapy to deal with the situation that had happened that night. We, of course, are still sad about our friend's death, but we are still healing. At the very least, I could say, I keep a silver knife with me at all times.